I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. A recent headline mentioned that 300 pounds of banned yak meat was discovered at JFK Airport in New York. The meat had been smuggled in sweaters, pants, and shawls. The confiscated and later destroyed yak meat came from Nepal, a country that has hoof and mouth disease, as well as other infectious cattle viruses. Earlier this month, I visited with U.S. Customs and Border Protection Joanne Winks, who shares more about her agency's role.
Our job is to technically protect America's agriculture. Any of those diseases, the pests, the federal noxious weeds, anything like that, coming from foreign can infect our country in days, weeks, cost us billions of dollars to eradicate. So our job is to keep it out at the first port of entry.
Winks says that her agency does that through inspecting airline passengers and their luggage, cargo coming from international locations, as well as inspecting people and vehicles at both our northern and southern borders. She advises summer travelers who will be returning home from foreign countries to check the website cpb.gov in their Know Before You Go section to learn more about restrictions of that particular country. She continues,
You can always bring stuff back. Just declare it. And we'll tell you if it's allowed or not allowed. You could be out of the country, and you could have tried, and you said, I looked it up before I left. Well, that changed in 2 weeks while you were gone. So always declare what you have.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.